Hello, my friend. Again, we are in front of a camera in the European Sports Betting Consultants Tiger 888 video and podcast production. As you might know, I'm Jorma Vuoksenma, and the gentleman on my left-hand side is Karri Hannukkala, my odds compiler, who is expert in continental European soccer. And today I interview Karri in order to find you a few good teams in German Bundesliga and in the Spanish La Liga, a couple of teams to bet, and on the other hand, a couple of teams to lay, fade, go against, bet against. The logic we have picked these teams is mainly that we have found some teams who have performed lucky so far to the mid-season, and they might be slightly over bet. People think they are stronger than they actually are. And the same applies with those teams who have been unlucky. They might be good betting objects in the future. So that's the logic. So, Karri, what are those best bets and best lays in the German Bundesliga?
Hello on my behalf too. The best bet team that we have chosen is the best team at Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, and they have even outperformed our very high expectations under excellent manager Julian Nagelsmann, as they did last season, and even this season they have been better than we have expected. They have exceeded our high analysis even by 3 percentage points in ESBC Power AI expected goals versus our analysis. And market has just given too high odds relative to that superior performance level.
That's quite surprising and interesting, because quite often those good teams, branded teams, well-supported teams are overbet. But I quite believe you that Bayern Munich might still give value, because first of all, the favorite bias is in our side. We are so probable winners, but people hate to risk, say, 100 euros in order to win 25. And secondly, Bayern is, even in my opinion, such a once in 10 years team that they, surprisingly enough, they might offer value even with all those tiny odds.
Besides Bayern Munich having outperformed our very high expectations, they have nevertheless at the same time being unlucky in their results. Even though the results are great, our expectations are still even higher.
Tell us a lot about the quality of the team here.
Yep, and with exact numbers, their results power rating is 7 percentage points below the performance level according to our expected goals.
Okay, now I believe you.
Yeah, and on top of that, the interesting thing that might be of value to our listeners is that we have this difficulty indicator at ESBC Power AI, which describes how much team has suffered from injuries, suspensions, and the relative difficulty of the schedule.
Yeah.
And those even out to be zero, like the neutral level, but Bayern Munich has been very unlucky, so to speak, and their difficulty indicator is even -9 percentage points. So that means that if they would have had optimal lineup and schedule, having been neutral, they would have performed nearly 10 percentage points better.
Yeah, that's very important. And if you think in betting terms, a good sports bettor can achieve, say, 3% profit margin per bet. And now if you say that Bayern Munich is lagging 10% of that optimal schedule strength and lineup figure, they might have given that much better betting returns with normal injury and schedule luck. So I start more and more by your surprising view that there might be even value in Bayern Munich. So it's very interesting. I learn a lot. Carry on.
All right. And for the current news relative relating to that 9% deficit of their injury luck, the most recent one is the very important first goalie Manuel Neuer, who got injured and is supposed to be out until summer. But the Bayern Munich management acted quickly and they got Jan Sommer, who is also very famous for goalie and good level. And that was very important, as their previous backup goalie, Sven Ulreich, is radically weaker in our player ratings. And so, despite Bayern Munich being an unusually superior team, they have just offered us too high odds relative to our ESBC Power IE expected goals performance metrics.
Yeah. That's a very important general point here, that it's a huge difference between odds 1.2 and 1.3. It's of course much bigger than the difference between 2.2 and 2.3. And if a team like Bayern Munich has even higher of the high probability estimates than people believe, it can generate nice profits even if it doesn't sound like a big deal.
Yeah, and of course the main point is that Bayern has offered us value this season, but of course we can't guarantee that that's going to continue. And as always, the only way to bet profitably is to just calculate the probability distribution and make the estimate for each individual game, and then look at the market and see what options give value, if any.
True, and one interesting point when we go to the general points in this continental soccer preview is that actually variance gets quite big with the short favorites, because it takes so many new attempts to recover the loss, like Bayern drew against Köln now 1 or 2 weeks ago, and it takes a time to get that money back. But on the other hand, one can face a very long winning run with those short favorites. I hit once 16 consecutive tennis short favorites in time, so I know that you might there behind the camera think that what we are talking about, that how in hell Bayern Munich can be the team to bet towards the spring, but now we have given some background. Okay, that much about Bayern. What is then your team to lay, to fade, to take bets against?
For that I have chosen Eintracht Frankfurt. Last season they had a new manager, Oliver Gleisner, and they were a disappointment under him, and their ESBC Power AI rating declined accordingly. But their players had evolved, and Mario Götze was a good addition. Nevertheless, we expected them to even drop from last season. But even though that's the late team, they have been a very positive surprise this season for us. And this season their rating has risen accordingly.
I know I have lost money off going against them already. So go on.
And despite being a positive surprise, which our ESBC Power AI rating has reacted and risen a lot, they have also been very lucky in results. This same luck metrics relative to performance and the wins and draws they have accumulated, they have performed in results even 10 percentage points above the expected goals, what those expected goals would suggest that their performance level should be.
Okay.
And they have just given us once again good value relative to those performances to bet against. And that more nicely maybe fits to the general idea that those teams that overperform are good to bet against.
Some teams are more popular. Like they say in American football, Dallas Cowboys is America's team, and like Eintracht Frankfurt is kind of traditionally very supported German team. So that might be one of reasons why their support in betting is stronger than their performances in quite long periods of time. So there, I think I'll be along with you laying bets on Frankfurt along with you and ESBC customers. So that much about the German Bundesliga, and we can move to Spanish La Liga. What is your best team to keep betting in La Liga towards spring?
Okay, at La Liga I have chosen also the best team as in Bundesliga Bayern Munich. So here we have Barcelona, and the difference is that Barcelona didn't start this season as the top team in our rating, but arch rival Real Madrid was narrowly the favorite at our preseason analysis. But however, this season's performance metrics at ESBC Power IE expected goals have seen that Real Madrid has performed as expected at an expectedly high level, but Barcelona has just exceeded also very high starting expectations, but so clearly that they have risen already clearly above Real Madrid at our Power AI rating. And of course the most meaningful change in Barcelona was the arrival of Robert Lewandowski. That's one of the top players in our player rating, who accidentally came from that previously mentioned Bayern Munich. And he of course raised our expectations during the summer, but it seems that on the field and as a team they have just even managed to be even more than the sum of their very good parts. And of course, besides Lewandowski, they strengthened their defense with Andreas Christiansen and Jules Koundé during the summer. And they had some difficulties getting the playing permits.
All right.
Due to some fair play rules or whatever, but nevertheless, they got the permits and have been superb on the field. And they have, interestingly, despite giving us positive value, they have also been lucky in results. Their performance rating in wins and draws is close to 90%, which is unusually high, and about 6 percentage points above our even current higher ESBC Power AI rating. And they have also suffered more than usual from injuries and suspensions, having the difficulty indicator at minus 3 points. But just all things considered, the odds we have been getting are just too high according to our numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Here I have one interesting point. Again, like in Bayern's case, it might sound strange that those tiny 1.2, 1.3 home odds could offer value. And actually, they might be dangerous in those rounds which are close to the, in spring, I mean, close to the Champions League games, and then because psychologically, even really good, really professional football players in Bayern or Barcelona might slightly have their thinking on the upcoming very important Champions League game. And secondly, players might be subconsciously avoiding injuries, not going to the situations in the full power. And for third, even with wide good squad, the second and third string players to each position are not as good as the starters. So my friend there watching us always think if these good teams are performing on their top level, which is, as Kari said, very high. And as surprising it might sound, Barcelona and Bayern might be able to show even better that they have shown so far. Another interesting point is that the difference between, say, odds 1.21 and 1.27 is huge. The profit margins in professional sports betting are 2, 3, 4%. So every 100 tick of the low odds is worthwhile. And I can't help to recommend you to use the sport market odds comparison service, and service which automatically places your order to the best available odds. Sport market service gives a relatively big edge on you, especially on these strong teams, low odds favorites like Bayern and Barcelona and so on.
Interesting point about Barcelona and them giving out us positive value, besides being famous and popular team, is that one explaining factor why they are giving edge to us now is that last season in the fall, start of the season, they underperformed, i.e. their results were weak, and they got a lot of bad press, and they got barked at. And that was a follow-up from the previous seasons, their historically humiliating 2-8 loss to Bayern Munich at the Champions League, and of course iconic Messi's departure, which took maybe in many people's eyes the essence of the team and bigger portion of their playing power than he actually took with him. Mm-hmm. As he was also starting to age inevitably.
True.
And that humiliating Champions League loss and results-wise weak start to the season made them lose their value and respect in general public's opinion. And the interesting thing is that despite the weak start in results, that barking wasn't merited the last season, because according to our ESBC Power AI expected goals metrics, they played the fall according to high expectations. And then in last season's winter transfer window, they got a couple of new forwards, Aubameyang and Torres, and that unlocked something in the team, those two new attacking players coming. And last season's end, they performed way above our expectations, and also the results, so to speak, normalized their bad luck.
As when you say do.
Yeah. And so this season they have just, so to speak, continued that positive trend, and good psychological working atmosphere, if you like.
Yeah, it affects it definitely, yes. Something else about Barcelona, or would you like to jump to the late team?
Oh, yeah. Of course, as always, you have to assess Barcelona for each match as an individual case, and see if market still offers value, or if it turns the other way.
Odds and how tired the team is, and how is the schedule, what we are looking ahead. It's a very important point that we understand there is the capacity of a team, and in what kind of circumstances they play up to that capacity or not. The first thing is always to know how good the team is, and you have, I think, quite comprehensively, and decisively told us why Barcelona is so strong, and that they are even stronger than Real Madrid, and clearly stronger than Atletico. So I must add something. When I gave you the freedom and responsibility of finding these bet and late teams, and you are the expert and full-day continental footballers compiler with ESBC. But you know, I follow this and that bits and pieces casually. And I don't go that deep and that good as you do, but I have a feeling that Athletic Bilbao is very solid, well-spirited team, and we have decent results, but I think that they have been slightly unlucky, and they have even one gear to show more. And in Bundesliga, I strongly believe that Union Berlin is not. I guess we are screening this on Monday, the 13th of January, and currently Union Berlin is second in the league table after Bayern, and in my book, Union Berlin is kind of mid-division team if you have a look their salaries or market values. They are very kind of ordinary team, and they have been pretty lucky this season, and I expect them struggling to get Champions League place, and in my book they are definitely a team to bet against. Okay, but now back to your La Liga lay team.
All right, so La Liga, the lay team I have chosen is Sevilla.
Agree, go on.
Yeah, and Sevilla, if Barcelona had last season bad press and their reputation gone in the public eye, then Sevilla had exactly the opposite, as the big audience perceives the team, because last season they had excellent results, but behind those results, our performance metrics at ESBC Power AI were radically weaker. So Sevilla was very lucky last season, yeah. And that was the second season under manager Julen Lopetegui, and he was let go early this season, and this season,
strangely enough, because in my book he's good, but go on.
We might have a little disagreement about that, because as said, the performance metrics last season were
I mean in longer perspective, but go on.
And nevertheless, the radical change in Sevilla this season was during the summer. They had a reliable center back duo which has had served them well, and during the summer that duo was changed to radically weaker one, and new duo which we expected to see them face very hard times, as the center backs are the
heart of the team,
and has to be reliable. And when you put two new players playing together in that heart of the team, it has to get the personalities and playing styles to match, cooperation and
chemistry, everything. I agree so strongly. Go on.
And so we expected at our preseason analysis that that was a significant minus for the team, so it lowered our expectations quite a lot, and our expectations were maybe relatively low compared to last season's good results, because those results were lucky. So our expectations for this season for Sevilla were very low, but even though at the start of the season it soon became apparent that the especially the new center back duo and their defensive play was even radically weaker than our already lowered expectations. And
occasionally chaotic, but going on.
And that led to mentioned Julen Lopetegui being released early in the fall, and Jorge Sampaoli taking charge in early October. And after that, we gave them some benefit of a doubt if the change would give psychological help, or he could find a way to make the whole work. But now it's safe to say that those hopes were, and the benefit of the doubt was unfounded, because their performance metrics have been abysmal and catastrophic, and especially their defensive metrics at SBC Power IA are even among the weakest at La Liga. Despite
and
overall,
and still they kind of have a reputation of being kind of, you know, Europe League or even Champions League teams. So that that is quite often really important when we consider which teams to bet and which teams to lay, that, you know, if they are kind of branded team with good reputation, smaller difference in the performance level is enough to make the bets profitable.
Yeah, and maybe even more surprising is the fact that despite them being well below mid-table currently, their results are still whopping 12 percentage points higher than the performance metrics. So they have been, even for us, for our very low expectations, they have managed to be even a lot weaker.
Yeah.
And so they have offered good value for us against them, and likely continue to do so. As you said, they of course have the previous season's reputation of being a good team, and their material isn't that weak. It's still relatively strong, but that heart of the team, central defense, is just in so dire straits.
Yeah. But as you know, we have my dear listener, watcher, we have 45 years experience of sports betting, and obviously our profits come from like, it's getting obvious in this discussion, the profits come from the disagreement between the market opinion and our opinion, and some certain theories, and I dare to say certain philosophy, have turned out to be right all these years. And one is that defense and the center is the most important area in soccer. And actually, that is a bit the same even in ice hockey. The centers are pretty important. But I mean, when we talk about these pieces of information, we need to know how do we use that information. And I needed to underline that point, because it might again sound a bit strange for a casual bettor or casual football fan, that how in hell the central defenders can be that important in our decision making, if the media and betting advisors and the full market hardly mentions them. So I needed to take that point clear, that we put big emphasis on the central defenders, and that philosophy have turned out to be pretty correct so far, 45 years.
And if I may add, this Sevilla's case this season is also a very good case study or a prime example of how you should react to numerical information, even expected goals, that is the best way to describe the team's performance level. And in Sevilla's case, as said, those have been abysmal. But the important question when you see that the team is either performing very much above or very much below the expectations is to ask the question that is there some rational causal explanation for that big difference between expectations and the observable performance metrics. And in case of Sevilla, as already talked in length, it's a very clear causal explanation that the center back duo was changed, and it just proved to be even a bigger disadvantage than we had thought. But if nothing would have changed, the team would have remained the same, and they have had this radically weaker performance numbers, we would have reacted more mildly than we have now at ESBC Power AI rating.
Yeah. Sounds logical, yeah.
So that's all about Sevilla, and hopefully we get good value betting against them also in the future.
Yeah, we the add all new IDs and comments and information about new series of these Tiger Tate Vuoksema videos podcast in my Twitter, Jorma Vuoksema ESBC, and of course in the ESBC homepage, and you can even register as our customer at ESBC, like European Sports Betting Consultant. So stick with us, and I guarantee your performance and understanding in sports betting will improve. I do not guarantee you will be a winner or that you would get rich with sports betting. You will if you add something like make some sacrifices with your time management and thing, and have self-discipline needed and blah blah blah, you might even be a constant winner, but I guarantee your performance will improve when you stay together with us, keep listening, keep asking. You can send us emails and tweets and everything. Our objective is to win together with you and enjoy of sports betting, not only money-wise, but as an experience and good fun. Take care. Thank you for your time.